All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show, Season 2, Episode 5, the Zoomsgiving episode. Zoomsgiving, that's kind of where we're all at right now, the Zoomsgiving episode. But we're going to have a fun one. The guys are coming around the corner in just a few minutes, and we'll be doing our roundtop recap, update, shout-outs, talk about Zillowscaping, our favorite new term of the week. Then we're going to move into parent tweets of the week. We're going to be talking about something that we're really grateful this year. We're going to be taking tweets from and about teachers, very important people in our lives. Also, we're going to be covering smart articles by smart people. We're going to be analyzing some great gratitude quotes from over the years. Then we're going to have a little fun with side dish bracketology, otherwise 3-2-1 go segment. We're going to see how the guys stack up against the Today Show side dish bracketology Thanksgiving side dishes. Who will come out on top? Finally, we're going to be doing the Thanksgiving quiz from the New York Times and then things that make us smile. Speaking of things that make me smile, there's one sitting across from me right now. What's your name, sir?
Hi, I'm Landon.
Hi, Landon. Thank you for joining us out on the big show tonight. And thank you doubly for prying yourselves away from a warm house and a Simpsons episode. Landon, you have a joke for us tonight. Is that what I hear?
Yes, I do.
All right. Fire away.
Why did the basketball coach bench the turkeys?
Very timely, my friend, as the NBA draft was, in fact, last night. Why did the basketball coach bench the turkeys?
Because they were playing with fouls.
They are playing with fouls. Very, very nicely done, sir. All right, Landon, great job. Round of applause for you. All right, I see the boys peeking their head around the corner. Crix and Mark are going to take the seats in a second. Dad Timeout Show starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back. It is the official Dad Timeout Show.
Yes.
Hello.
Chris, Mark, welcome back to the distance backyard. Notice anything different?
Oh my lord.
This turf is looking mighty fine.
You don't have to refer to me as Lord. But,
it's like we're on Wrigley Field or something.
Lord Michael, the carpet is fabulous.
Yeah, we have gone fabulous back here as we sitting on brand new turf. There'll be a picture or two because obviously we're in the middle of a pandemic and we are really doing distance podcasting. You guys are about 10 feet away from me.
Yeah.
But we string the cords out. I did put in the nice touches tonight. I got you guys little private heaters. You're kind of like in your own suite on an airplane.
Oh, man. The scented candles. I feel like I'm on a cruise.
The hospitality is immeasurable.
Well, we want to set the tone, right? Because as we say, and this is for our new listeners also, we are optimism. We are putting your feet up for 30, 40, sometimes 51 minutes.
And how?
And just having fun with it, having fun with everything. We're all going through some crazy stuff right now. Our state is exceptionally wild. One day we go from wildfires and earthquakes. Now we're on purple again, and then we're going on quarantine. Yeah. But here we are getting ready to talk about stuff that makes people happy and makes people smile, right?
Thankful.
I hope so.
Being thankful.
Yeah.
Well, it's Zoomsgiving. Have you been seeing the Zoomsgiving terminology floating around?
We might do Zoomsgiving. I mean,
could we do it?
Family in Fresno. So we're going to have to. We were planning, you know, we had the colors. We were originally planning to get together. Then we didn't do the bog. We didn't do the farm. Oh. That got canceled. So it's smaller.
Bogless Thanksgiving is sad.
So then it was just the core group. And then now it's like, I don't know. My parents are, you know, up there. So we're being extra careful, and so now we're doing the FaceTime Thanksgiving or the Zoomsgiving.
Yeah, I understand that. I get that. Mark, before you speak, I just want to mention that often at the top of the show, I have a Refreshing Body Armor Light, not a sponsor yet.
Tell us more about it.
Every time.
Blueberry pomegranate is my flavor tonight. Low calorie, no sugar added, as I do exercise prior to the podcast. Before we get to you, Mark, let's paint the room. It's about, what, 39, 40 degrees outside
it's
tonight?
It's not that cold.
I have my Uggs on. I have boot Uggs, and they are not a sponsor, but those very toasty.
Mark, current temperature is 54 degrees.
It feels, I'm breathing steam over here. Yeah. But anyway, over to you, Mark. What are you doing for your Zoom Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving?
We're actually going away for Thanksgiving. It's become a tradition.
Well, as it is in most of the world.
But, no, but I mean.
But thanks.
We're
thanks for your input.
Appreciate it. Beyond that, no, look, most families stay close to home unless you have family to visit. We are going to Lake Tahoe, and it will be a nice week of snow and hanging out and, you know.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Christmas?
The Today Show had a bunch of kind of like Zoomsgiving segments. Some of them were real, and then some of them were kind of comical, playing Uno with Grandpa for 15 minutes and then only having your screen on the table for 15 minutes. I don't know. It's going to be different, and it sucks for a lot of people, and it sucks for some of us. And we're a small tribe out west, so we're not sweating it too much. Our traditions have blown up, but woe's us, right? Like, we're not going into the city to see the tree lighting and all that. So I'm like... I'm not complaining at all. Like, I'm with my family. They are healthy. We are cool. My daughter, we're going to do a mini Thanksgiving on Monday because why not?
Right.
It's the pandemic. No rules. We're going to order the whole fixings on a takeaway, and then we're actually going to dress up nice. We're going to get out the nice dishes. We're going to watch the taping of the Thanksgiving break from last year because on Thursday we're going to a hotel in another a safe county, so to speak.
Nice. I love that. That's like there's never the right time to be thankful. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there really isn't. It's a weird, crazy year, and parents are doing everything they can to survive, period.
Absolutely.
We've dissected many topics, but we've all said, like, if you can't see inside the home, but we've hung our Christmas lights already, and we're ready to roll. I think all those complaints are put aside. This is an exceptional year, and an exceptional Rockefeller Christmas tree, if you've seen the news, too. Did you catch it this morning?
I did see that. That's like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Right. Yeah. They were saying it's the tree that has the 2020 haircut.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then
they
found
the tree that didn't.
I'm giving it a chance. It was laying on its side. And honestly, if you follow it on Twitter, it has a Twitter account.
Oh, man.
And it's very funny. And last year,
they don't have a pronoun.
Battled Al Roker consistently, so that was a lot of fun. All right, enough of that. We're going to get to that more in depth as we move on through the show, but I do want to give, this is our first time where we can announce ourselves and give some shout-outs to people that we've interacted with. You can find us at the Dad Timeout Show on Twitter, at Dad Timeout Show, Dad Timeout Show on Instagram. We are not on the TikTok, although I am on the TikTok. I am not on as the Dad Timeout Show. But if you're out there and you're a funny parent, we'll find you anyway. And Facebook. And we've grown in all those areas. I was very excited to share with you guys some of our new followers and new interactors. So slowly but surely, the little podcast that could is making its way through. But a special shout out this week. We had some podcast reciprocity, another good podcast called Every Family's Got One, sent us a nice note. So if you want to check them out, Every Family's Got One, and it's all stories that have actually happened in families, and they're told by incredibly colorful and fun people. So that's a cool podcast. Quick shout out to Bay Area Moms. Yay, yay.
Hey, yeah.
Bay Area Moms. We interacted with them. We are in the Bay Area. There are moms in the Bay Area. They have a moms group, as do most cities in America. But we have been talking to them, so that's cool. Choppy Burke, one of my favorite Instagram accounts. Choppy, B-U-R-K-E. His Jason. Really fun account to follow. Beer Babies and Better Halves. Mm. Beer Babies and Better Halves.
Great things.
That could be a subtitle.
Right?
No, they got it first. Okay, and then McCalla 65, MCCALLA 65, Tennessee Volunteer Dad.
Oh.
Yeah, big guy, about positive fatherhood, really strong personality, but we started talking because he had a Tennessee Volunteer shirt on. I'm like, hey, I went to Tennessee. And that whole conversation started, too. And that is not how Tennesseans talk. That was my lame accent flying out there. And we okay.
Thank you.
Finally, before we move on to tweets of the week, ding, ding, ding. New international follower time.
Oh, man.
Yes. We have to get flags now. Like, we are at least in seven or eight countries.
Little banners around the backyard.
All right. So it's this week's from Australia.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
The land down under.
Lydia DiGiulio. Lydia DiGiulio. She's a children's author from Australia. Wow. I told you about a little side project that I had cooking with a different podcast way to the right of this one. And I put a call out to a bunch of friends to see if I could shake any trees to get guests or participants. And this lady has been absolutely wonderful. She's a children's book author. Her site is theflyingdesk.com. And she writes positive, funny, uplifting children's books. She's out of Australia. So if you have a chance, go support Lydia, theflyingdesk.com. Nice. And there goes our Australian flag.
Nice.
And on that note, are you ready to move on?
Good day.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good day. Did you really good day it?
I did.
I apologize, Lydia. We need no extra accents here.
Wow.
We're moving on to tweets of the week. Coming up next, our tweets revolve around some of the people that are very important and loved in our lives right now, other than our families, our teachers. Parent tweets of the week, teacher tweets of the week, coming up next.
Time now for the tweets of the week. Tweet.
All right, it's time for our tweets of the week, and we were talking offline. Could you guys come over a little early and we have a little side conversation, then you stay a little longer, and then we have post-conversation, which is nice because it's very – we don't interact with a lot of people that we normally interact with, so it's wonderful to see you guys, you know, as we do. But we were talking this week and offline as well about gratitude, which we often do on the show. But I thought, you know, that, I don't know whether it was the letter T that got us there, but I thought teachers – I am so grateful for teachers right now. And I think it just fell into the same place where I was browsing the internet and I follow the hashtag teachers of Instagram. And it's a very good place to go if you want to see what teachers are kind of going through and what's lifting them up and what's bringing them down right now. But there are many places, but that's where I grabbed a lot of stuff. But then I went on to Twitter and of course, there's a lot of great stuff there. So I'm going to read some tweets that came into us, and we can react to them as well, but also we can talk about our favorite teachers and kind of what they've done in our lives. Because, teachers right now, I mean, they're up for sainthood.
Heroes, yeah.
Zoom, half class, full class. It's all different situations all over the country and all over the world. Yeah. But I can never imagine what's going through their daily regime, whether they're home and alone or whether they're in a half class with kids changing in and out every day, or like my cousin who's in a full high school that has a full capacity pretty much. Wow. You know, so yeah, I've majored in child and family development and education and broadcasting, but I've always been in the camp, and I got to work with a lot of great teachers this year and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, this first one is from @MamaJessieC. I think we can relate to this. Overheard my kids talking about how weird their teacher is. I'm their teacher. I mean, obviously from a parent, right?
Oh, man.
I go full on weird. I go as weird as I can be.
Yeah.
Do you do anything out of, it's going to be interesting. I was reading today that when it, hopefully there's a light, and when it gets light at the end of this tunnel and that everybody goes back, are you going to be the parent that's like, well, when I homeschooled, I knew exactly what you went through every day? Or are you going to just let it go?
I mean, it's. I feel like it's on pretty much autopilot for me and my kids. Like, they're on their schedule. They're kind of doing their thing. Pretty much pretty low maintenance on my side. So I'm definitely not teaching them anything. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to hold it together myself. I don't know.
Yeah, I just watch the juggling act. I have younger kids and an older. And then the older, like we've always said, is very kind of independent and low maintenance. But the youngers need a little more nudging. So I will Zooms drop there every once in a while. The first grade teacher, I don't know how she does it. She's got like 8 in front of her, 8 on the Zoom. She calls them Zoomies and Roomies. And they raise their hands and they take turns back and forth. Meanwhile, she's preparing and getting ready for the next chunk and the next chunk.
Yeah.
She has an assistant, but I don't know how she does it.
Yeah.
And I just have such a great love for all things teacher right now and what they're doing. But
it's amazing to watch how they interact and how they work. It's biblical.
It is. And well, that'll lead us right into this one. Crazy Chris, KRYZAZY. I missed being a teacher yesterday, so I let my coffee go cold, didn't pee for 7 hours, and stood in my living room repeating myself over and over. I mean, that's what you're doing when you're at home, right? Like, and you get trapped on these Zooms. It's not like if you bail, you know, every kid in there is going to either pull a joke or be on their side electronics. And there's a whole mountain of teacher stories going on right now. But I totally feel right there.
That's amazing.
All right. So this one goes a little bit to the interesting side. At Amy Silverberg has a funny. She says, just had a Zoom office hours and student asked if they could tour my apartment.
Yeah. The touring of things is epic. I know. Particularly, my 5-year-old likes to walk around the house with his iPad and give tours to his PE teacher and to his kindergarten teacher and to any other teacher who will watch. And it's not always to my liking.
I mean, it's pretty much uncharted territory for the teachers. I mean, you know, it's like a complete redefinition of their job and what they have to do. This whole, like, it's almost like a TV production that they'd have to do every day. You know, on timing and on schedule. And it's just like, I don't know. Like, definitely to your point, we're not giving them enough credit.
But also, how many teachers get a window into their students' world? If you think about all the years of teaching, how often do you get that insight? Actually, and that's kind of amazing to be able to think that you can have that insight into people's, like, world. Like I know my student, I see them in class, they go home, but to actually see where they live, their cats, their situation, the 5,000 cats I own. Thank you, MK.
It's definitely a lot more intimate.
You know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and in the sword cuts both ways. Like, you're seeing the teacher's background. Now, you know, a lot of teachers are in school. They go to school to do the Zooms, but a lot of them don't or can't. And they, you know, they're sprucing their worlds up too and getting it just right and having to. I mean, and they went from 0 to 60 last year.
Seeing their dogs, seeing what's going on in their lives.
Yeah, it's like the BBC news reporter times 100 every day.
Yeah.
Something bizarre is happening.
But there's something really, like, nice about that actually, like, makes it more, like human. I don't know. It's a humanity relatable thing that's like, oh, wow, you know, your house, your life, my life. It's relational. That's kind of magical. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, well,
just saying.
I'll stay on the happy side of this because I know there's definitely a detriment, and then there's a bad side to all this too.
Sure.
And I'm not naive to that. Like, I get that, but I like to stay, you know, on the happy cloud for the most part, and here, and say that other than my first grader walking around while I'm just getting out of the shower, and I have to like dive into a closet. So the first grade class is like, what is that animal in the background?
It's called a towel,
okay. Sasquatch.
That's our manatee back there.
All right, so Amy, we get it. Thank you very much, Miss Silverberg. This one, the next three, I like and I agree with, and I think we need to keep this in mind when we go back next year. We all know there's going to be a new system in place next year, and let's hope the teachers are prioritized in that system, at least financially, because Lord knows they deserve it. It's from Ashonda Rhymes. you know Shonda Rhimes.
Shonda, yeah.
She says, been homeschooling a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old for 1 hour and 11 minutes. Teachers deserve to make $1 billion a year or a week.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yeah.
I always say that. I mean, I remember when I was a child, you know, back in the 30s, and... But I remember our teachers had, like, X amount of, like, side cash to spend, and then they'd pull out of their own pocket to buy maps and games and more intriguing and inviting stuff. And now it's about, you know, technology stuff. And so, like, when it comes to school supplies and stuff, I'm sure we do, but, like, just pile it in there. Like, get these folks comfortable. They really should be making more across the board.
Teachers are saints.
Yeah,
they are. And, you know, yeah, the more I've always appreciated it. But having children in the systems now, I appreciate that much more. So that was from Shonda Rhimes. It's from at Fixing Education. Dear teachers, next year, you better make those school supply lists extravagant. You want 20 glue sticks? You got it. You want those fancy pre-sharpened pencils by the dozens? Done. You want 12 bottles of Tito's vodka? I won't even question it. I got you, boo. Also, please let me know when it's your birthday. Heck, even your mama's birthday, because we're going to spoil you next year. I'm going to tear up. These are my kids, and I love them. But my gosh, are they insane balls of energy that never stop eating? How do you do it in caps? No, seriously, what's the secret? We miss you. Your children's other parent.
Wow. Yeah, that's wow. That's powerful stuff.
I'm gonna take a moment. Might tear up here. I worked with the Extra Yard for Teachers program this year, and we went out to 12 schools. I can't remember, 10 or 12, over the course of 3 days, and we got to bring all these mascots to the schools and IMC'd the program, and we got to surprise a teacher with a check in front of the whole student body at every school.
Nice. And like one of those giant novelty checks?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. And I watched all that online.
Yeah, it's an amazing...
Super cool.
Yeah, it's an amazing group. It's an amazing organization. Aww. And most of them, there wasn't a dry eye, especially when they would announce the teacher. We would announce the kids would go bananas.
Wow. Yeah.
And the principals would just lose their minds, and just everybody was just waterworks. And it's just so nice to see strong people like that supporting teachers. We got to bring them on the field at halftime in the Pac-12 championship game, and we gave them, you know, their moment of, you know, television. But yeah, but it was a moment for me where I realized how important that world is now more than ever, and teachers as well.
And having watched that, actually, because I watched the majority of those videos you shared, seeing the look on the teachers' faces as they won, and just the money that they're getting goes back into their classrooms, and to see how much they care about their students, about their school, and their profession, it really... It level sets. It makes you sit back and go like, wow, look at the passion these people have for our kids. We love our kids, but they love our kids. And like you were saying, that other tweet about the second parent, it's like, wow, I'm getting teary-eyed. It's like, it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, just, I would just say, I vow to myself, I never tell anybody what to do. Or if you're listening at home, which you probably are listening at home if you're listening to
us. You might be on the treadmill.
Or you might be in the car. You know, just keep the pedal to the metal with this feeling that you have right now of how hard your teachers are working, and your principals and your administrators.
Yeah, big time.
You know, all those folks as well, in addition to, of course, all our frontline workers and all that. So,
absolutely.
Finally, this is from at HP Basketball. To that point, we're almost to Thanksgiving break. A lot of schools are going online after. I just want to say that there are a lot of teachers in my life, and this has been the hardest and most stressful semester they've ever seen. Toss a teacher some support if you know them.
Amen.
You guys make that promise?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. I think a kind word goes a long way. a little bonus email, a little, it doesn't have to be monetary. It doesn't have to be a cupcake, cards, of course, they're all accepted. But we try to make it a point of telling teachers what a good job they're doing, you know, regardless, because I think it's so important right now.
Yeah, for me, I feel bad because, you know, I feel like I've kind of taken it for granted, you know, like it's just part of the education and the reason why I moved here and, you know, my kids are going to the public schools and, you know, I've kind of expected that there would be sort of this excellence in raising my kid. But, you know, I mean, when you think of how important that job and role is, I definitely don't pay it enough attention or appreciate it as much. And definitely, you know, I feel like, you know, it took like this pandemic for us to now recognize that effort and the stuff that they do. And at least we're now starting to like, you know, drop candy in their mailboxes and write our teachers' letters. And this is stuff that we would never do before. And so, you know, at least, you know, I feel like my eyes are a little bit more open now and I'm more appreciative of, man, how important the job is that they're doing.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times I do it just to do it. And if it falls on deaf ears or a teacher's uncomfortable responding, I'm totally cool with that because I get it. And there's a weird politicalness that comes along with some of that stuff. But I do think that, you know, just thanking them and saying, like, are you doing okay? Can we help you out on our end in any way or form? Like, because mental health, it's a bigger ocean I don't want to get into right now, but teachers have got to be going through the same things, and they're just getting stretched so far and so hard. Just kind words and kind actions down this particularly difficult stretch coming up will probably go a long, long way.
A lot of it's about just saying, I appreciate you. And I try and use those words directly and look them right in the eye. I appreciate you. Appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate your commitment to my kids. And to your point, MK, they sometimes are a little taken aback because they're like, what? But just having those words said, I think, are important because I want them to know and checking to see if they're okay, if they need anything. That's humanity. And this, and the one thing that's been good about this pandemic and everything is that I think for some of us, it's really helped us increase our humanity and our thoughts about trying to take care of one another and showing love for those who are being wonderful to us, you know?
Yeah. Right.
So, and teachers have been phenomenal. So
no, I agree. Just to put a cap on it, I mean, it should happen to everyone every day. We just had this little work done in our yard and we just tipped the gentleman just a little extra because at the end of the day, and we pulled him aside and we just said, thanks so much. This is going to change the way blah, 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 blah. And we watched him from a distance and he split the money up and he gave it to the two workers and they all looked and went, you know, it was just a very sweet moment of, and I know a lot of folks are, you know, going through financial roller coasters right now, but this was on the docket a long time before the pandemic. So it just, we had to see it through. But yeah, just from mailmen to trash men to firemen to policemen to teachers to nurses to doctors, anybody that's on that front line, just say thanks.
Yeah,
you know,
it's big.
All right, we're gonna move right. We're gonna switch gears a little bit on the other side. We're gonna go to 3, 2, 1, go. Thanksgiving brackets coming up next.
Time out for 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, we're back with 3, 2, 1, go. It's really gonna be a 3, 2, 1, go tonight because we want to plow through this. So people aren't completely tired after an hour and 37 minutes of us. So I'm obviously a big fan of morning shows and maybe Kelly Clarkson's show and maybe Ellen and then Jimmy Fallon. Like, I love all those shows. But I have been intrigued by the Sidesgiving Bracket Challenge Thanksgiving version that Today Show put out. And I want to see what your favorites are, gentlemen. And I want to see how you fared against the country.
Mm-hmm.
No judgment here. I was surprised by some of these, and I'm very surprised at what's going against each other tomorrow for the Sidesgiving Championship. These are Thanksgiving side dishes that have battled each other out, tournament style,
wow,
with one winner declared tomorrow.
I'm ready. Bring it.
Really quick, and then I'll give the results post-bracket. Mashed potatoes or sweet potato casserole? Go.
Mashed potatoes.
Okay. Absolutely. Stuffing or cornbread?
Cornbread.
Stuffing. Stuffing's my number one. My final four.
Okay. Mac and cheese or creamed corn?
Ooh, mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese for Thanksgiving. I don't get it.
Oh, that's tough.
Well, I mean, you know.
Mac and cheese or cream corn? Go.
I'm going mac and cheese, too. Gosh.
All right. Green bean casserole versus roasted squash.
Ooh, green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole with the fried onions.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, fried onions.
Yep.
The French's fried yeah. onions.
Dude, or else I have a recipe. That.
Not a sponsor.
I have a recipe.
I'm not going to eat that without the fried
Campbell's.
Onions.
Campbell's.
Okay, the other side. Glazed carrots versus cream spinach.
Ooh. Glazed carrots.
Creamed spinach.
Glazed carrots. Cream spinach? Cream spinach is for steak, though.
I know, but I just love it more. No,
okay.
Carrots, go. But next. Yeah,
probably not.
Candied yams or cranberry sauce?
Candied yams.
No, cranberry. For Thanksgiving? Dude, cranberry sauce.
Who puts those two against each other?
I know, those are
that's a mean weird bracket. Challenge. That's like Duke versus Kentucky in the first round.
This is top of mind, guys. Top of mind. Boom.
All right, Brussels sprouts versus collard greens.
Brussels sprouts.
I love collard greens.
But both are good.
I do. But Brussels sprouts. If there's bacon involved, it's over.
Yeah. All right. Rolls versus biscuits.
I think rolls are more traditional, but I prefer biscuits.
Rolls?
Rooting for biscuits.
Whatever.
You prefer biscuits. I'm going to leave that one alone.
What?
I'm not going to dissect your biscuit choice.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So that's it. So the winners were mashed potatoes. Yes. Stuffing, yes. Mac and cheese, green bean casserole, glazed carrots, cranberry sauce, Brussels sprouts, and rolls. Here's the next round.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. Mashed potatoes versus stuffing.
Mashed potatoes.
What? Oh, now it's down to sticking to mashed potatoes. Mac and cheese versus green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Gosh.
Glazed carrots versus cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce.
I'm going carrots. I'm sorry.
Wow. This is where we split.
Yes. Glazed carrots? Glazed carrots? No offense, carrots. I don't want to be politically incorrect and plain carrots. I might get canceled.
Don't do it.
Brussels sprouts versus rolls.
Brussels sprouts.
And again, a weird challenge.
Oh, God, I know, right?
You got to have some carbs up in there for the gravy. I got to go rolls.
Mashed potatoes.
Head to head?
Come on, man.
All right.
What can you do without rolls?
Keep your own scores. But here are the four winners down to the final four.
Final four.
We have moved on. We are out of the regionals. We are into the final four.
Stuffing.
Stuffing.
Yes.
Ooh. Green bean casserole, rolls, and cranberry sauce.
Wow.
You're a freak. What kind of Thanksgiving?
Dude, I'm all about the vegetable. Did you listen to what they said? It was all like carb.
No, but these are the traditional Thanksgiving, you know.
Cranberry sauce?
Cranberry sauce. Like, stuffing is like you have to have stuffing.
You don't have to have it.
You absolutely. Nope. If you had to choose
between. You have to have stuffing.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. I don't know what part of the world you grew green up in.
Beans. I like stuffing more than any of the. I would rather eat stuffing than turkey, to be honest.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Sacrilege. I love stuffing. No?
Sacrilege.
Wow. Really? I would even eat stovetop stuffing. Like,
guys, you're so mean.
Good. I don't know. What is that? Breadcrumbs, right? Or something?
Why don't you throw down over there?
Time to wrestle.
Chestnuts up in there.
Okay, final four. Stuffing versus green bean casserole. Go.
Stuffing.
Green bean casserole.
I thought that was it.
That thing still survives. Okay. Cranberry sauce versus rolls.
See, cranberry sauce is another one of those things that you don't like, but it has to be there, right? It's a must have.
He's going rolls. Are those croissants, though, with butter inside?
I mean, yeah.
All right. Unfortunately, gentlemen, it's an all-carb final.
Wow.
Stuffing versus rolls are the two winners. Okay, so tomorrow we're recording on the 19th. I'll probably have this up soon, but
it's stuffing.
Tomorrow we'll find out.
What?
Would the winner be stuffing or rolls?
Rolls? Come on.
I've got to say, America's going to go stuffing.
Of course.
Wow.
It's going to be a landslide. Wow. It's like the 116 seed.
Oh, my goodness.
All right,
goodness, America's not cooking my dinner.
Well, one thing America can agree upon is Thanksgiving side dishes. All right, so that's it. We're going to find out tomorrow. We'll put the final up on our Instagram along with the bracket challenge if you care or not. We're going to put it there anyway. So, all right, we're going to go to our smart articles by smart people coming up next.
Smart articles by smart people.
All right, this is our smart articles by smart people. We kind of murkied the water on that whole thing, but I don't think I technically pulled an article tonight, but it is by Debbie Lord, Cox Media Group, National Content Desk. With the strain of pulling together a Thanksgiving feast, whether it's big or small this year, it would be easy to miss the reason for the holiday. And what she was kind enough to do was pull out some of her favorite Thanksgiving quotes or famous Thanksgiving quotes. Mm-hmm. And I just told you guys, or I asked you guys, if you would just want to pull out a couple that you want to talk about. And I'll start just to give you a time if you haven't really glazed it over yet. See what I did? Glaze it over. I like this one, and it's kind of what he alluded to in the last part. The turkey, the sweet potatoes, the stuffing, the pumpkin pie. Is there anything else we can all agree so vehemently about? I don't think so. Nora Ephron.
Yep.
The great Nora Ephron.
My favorite actually is, what if today we were grateful for everything? The great Charlie Brown.
Nice. Was that on the list?
It is.
Oh, nice. All right.
See, I like that.
Charlie Brown is poetic.
Okay.
Okay.
Charles Schulz would agree.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
I like that, Mark.
It's touching to me.
It is. It's very real right now. I like this one coming from the great Maya Angelou. Be present in all things and thankful for all things.
Yeah.
All
right.
We talk about this all the time, and I don't want to beat the gratitude drum too much, but it is very important right now. And, you know, again, we look around. We're sitting in the backyard doing a podcast. Our kids are healthy. Our lights are on, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. Yeah. And I think about that a lot of times during the day to keep me going and keep my brain out of the spaghetti mess that's going on, not only in our country, but around the world right now.
You have to.
All right.
The one I liked the most was by Willie Nelson. When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around.
Mm.
So I figure, you know, if you want to end up like Willie Nelson, which I do, then
you gotta start counting your blessings. That's kind of a segue from mine, though, right? In a way.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I mean, Willie Nelson is Willie Nelson.
Willie, yeah.
Yeah, he should be a sainthood of some form.
Absolutely.
He's just one of those guys you're like Dolly Parton as well.
Yeah.
And you're like, how do you keep doing it and doing it the way you want to do it? And you're so incredible, so positive, so uplifting, and just so impactful with everything you do.
You got to count your blessings.
You know, and I'm going to go back. Yogi Bhajan, I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. An attitude of gratitude brings great things. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think I'll finish with Irma Bombeck. I come from a family where gravy is considered a beverage.
Right?
So that'll wrap up Smart Articles by Smart People. We just thought we'd share some really nice quotes with you. And thank you to, let me just scroll back. Thank you to Miss Debbie Lord for providing that for us. You're great. All right. Coming up next, our Thanksgiving quiz. And we'll be rounding it out with things that make us smile.
It's quiz time!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the time of each show that we anticipate the most, or not. The Thanksgiving quiz. Holidays can test us. Will you pass? How much do you know about turkey pardons, football, and the dangers of deep frying a gigantic bird? Mm. Here we go. From the New York Times.
Oh, man.
This is before Thanksgiving gets canceled, because there's so much going on. All right. Which state produces more turkeys than any other? California, North Carolina, Minnesota, or Indiana?
Mm. I'm going Indiana.
I'm going the second one.
North Carolina?
North Carolina.
Both of you are incorrect.
Is it California?
Correct answer, no. Minnesota.
Really?
Pass the gravy. You got that one right. According to the United States Department of Agriculture, Minnesota produced 42 million birds.
Wow.
In 2018. Which of the food items was certainly not on the menu at the meeting between the pilgrims and the members of the Wampanoag tribe that is commemorated as the first Thanksgiving? Seafood, yams, venison, or wildfowl?
Seafood. Seafood, yams, venison, or what's the last one?
Wild fowl.
Like I'm going fowl. Yams.
Venison. Yeah, wild fowl.
Okay, the correct answer. Historians say that meals would have included venison and wild fowl, and Europeans and Native Americans living in the area at the time also regularly ate shellfish. Neither yams nor sweet potatoes had yet been introduced to the New England region.
Nice. Good call.
Okay, number three, which historic event did Thanksgiving become a recurring federal holiday? During which historic event did Thanksgiving become a recurring federal holiday? The Constitutional Convention of 1787? The Civil War? World War I? Or the Great Depression?
I'd say World War I, you know.
I think I'm going to go World War I, too.
Yeah.
Okay, saying like, World War One. Though George Washington had called for days of national Thanksgiving, it was Abraham Lincoln who gave us the annual holiday. In October 1863 proclamation of the holiday, he wrote, "I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as the day of Thanksgiving, praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens."
Wow.
So there you go. Speed reading 101, Abraham Lincoln.
What? He created Thanksgiving? Or he made it a holiday? I guess he...
I'm going to have to consult with the judges after the show, as I've already scrolled down to question number five. Question number four. Unattended cooking is a major cause of kitchen fires on Thanksgiving. So, too, are failed attempts to deep-fry turkeys. On a typical day, the National Fire Protection Association records about 470 home cooking fires. How many people were reported on Thanksgiving 2017?
Mm-mm-mm. There's a bunch of them on YouTube where they're deep-frying their turkey. And
the guesses are, sorry, it's a multiple choice, 800, 1,000, 1,200, or 1,600.
I'm going to go with the biggest.
I'm going 1,600.
1,600.
Okay, and the correct answer prior was the Civil War. And the answer here is 1,600.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's plenty of videos now to watch about that. The next worst day, sadly, Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is Turkey, Texas a real city?
False. Maybe, yes. I'll go, yes.
Turkey, Texas is a real city. Is Stuffing, Alabama a real city?
Yes.
That is false. Is Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania
false.
A real place?
Yes.
Yes, it is a real place. Yeah.
Cranberry Township.
Is Thanksgiving, Idaho a real place?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yeah. That sounds good.
I'm going to say no.
Thanks.
And I have the
this isn't
the
cheat fun sheet. At all.
Which of these Pacific islands celebrates its own version of Thanksgiving? Kiribati, Norfolk Island, Fiji, or the Solomon Islands?
Solomon.
Fiji.
Okay. He says Fiji. He says Solomon Islands. The correct answer is Norfolk Island. In the 1800s, American whalers brought Thanksgiving tradition to Norfolk Island.
Because nothing goes better than Thanksgiving than whaling.
Just going to say that. Took the words right out of my mouth. Which president, when presented with a live Thanksgiving turkey, responded, "Let's keep him going." A moment that served as an inspiration for the ritual of presidential turkey pardons. Was it John F. Kennedy, Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, or George Bush?
Go on, Nixon. Ooh. That sounds just like a Nixon-y thing to do, you know?
I'm going JFK.
I'm not a crook.
Thanks for that, whaler. President Kennedy is credited with speaking those inspirational words.
Dang it.
JFK brought us the first turkey pardon.
Wow.
All right.
First Lincoln and...
And finally, the last question. By the way, I didn't even mention, this is for the Southern Living Thanksgiving edition of the magazine. I've sent you the covers. They look appetizing, don't they?
They look phenomenal.
I wish I was in the South for Thanksgiving.
Me too.
And finally, which character has more appearances than any other as a Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloon?
Ooh, let's guess it without multiple choice.
Did you see Al Roker try to take on the Butterman last year? It was the greatest piece of television I've ever seen.
Oh, man.
And finally, I already read that. Snoopy, Woody Woodpecker, Mickey Mouse or Ronald McDonald?
I'm going Snoopy.
Going Snoopy.
I'm going Woody.
Stick with your
Woodpecker.
Peanuts. Woody Woodpecker. Interesting. I'm going to guess Snoopy.
Because I'm right.
Because you are right.
Oh.
And I clicked it afterwards. Snoopy, who first appeared as an aviator in 1968, is scheduled to make his 40th flight. Wow. Well, actually, I don't know when this quiz came out. It could be the 40,000th flight at this point.
Mark's throwing up gang signs over there. Taking it too seriously, buddy.
All right, gentlemen, great job on the quiz. I will have to re-listen to the episode during my arduous task of editing, and I will pick a winner and send you that as soon as possible. Coming up next, though, 15 seriously corny Thanksgiving jokes that'll make you crack up, or so the article says.
It's time for dad jokes.
Dad, that was silly!
Okay, are you ready for dad jokes to round out the show, gentlemen?
Yes.
Thanksgiving style?
So much.
So ready. They say you should make your episodes evergreen, but I kind of like doing themes with you guys. It's more fun.
It is fun.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Gladys.
Gladys who?
Gladys, Thanksgiving, aren't you?
Yes.
Wow. Come on, man.
I'm so glad it's this Thanksgiving.
You gotta step up your knock-knock game there, buddy.
If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
I don't know. Hay fever?
Hay fever. Terrible. Terrible.
Not Charles Barkley.
Right? Terrible. Pilgrims. Mayflowers bring pilgrims.
Wow. That's not bad. That's not bad. Historical.
Hey, Mark, do me a favor and rub your jacket around again. So there we go. Because it's now the temperature's got to be about 34 out here.
It's cold.
We go through frozen tundras to deliver these podcasts.
Dude, it's chilly.
I just want our listeners to know. Where do you find a turkey with no legs? Where do you find a turkey with no legs? Exactly where you left it. You see, jeez. It can't walk.
It took me a second to get that one, too, man. Uh-huh. I was like, oh. A little slow on the uptake.
A lady was picking through for the frozen turkeys at a grocery store for Thanksgiving, but couldn't find one big enough for her family. She asked the stock boy, "Do these turkeys get any bigger?" "No, ma'am," the stock boy said. "They're dead."
That's funny. I like that one.
All right, I'm going to pass on the next one. I feel like Letterman. You remember how he used to scribble out stuff he didn't like?
And then throw the card.
All right, exactly. This one's very 2020-esque. What did the turkey say to the computer?
That's not the answer.
Google.
No, what's the real answer?
Google. What?
What's the answer?
That's it.
No.
Google.
Google.
That's
so bad.
That one, huh? That's a serious dad joke.
I didn't write them. I'm just taking them off the internet. What kind of music did the pilgrims listen to at the first Thanksgiving feast?
Plymouth Rock and Roll.
Plymouth Rock.
Sweet pull.
You know what we were singing this week with my kids? Do you know any off the top of your head? I was singing this with Lola. Conjunction, junction, what's your function? Hooking up phrases and clauses and something.
Schoolhouse Rock is...
Elementary, anyway. My dear, 2 times 2 is 4.
Don't even get me... Figure 8.
Dude.
Figure 8.
Man.
That was one of my favorite
3
ones.
3 magic number. Yes, it is.
I'm just a bill. Yeah, dude. I'm only a bill.
I had the box set of that. That's like Capitol Hill. Must-see TV at my house.
All right, I must see TV at your house?
There's not much.
Game of Thrones, Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
The Crown, Schoolhouse Rock.
Pretty much.
I'm watching the new Crown, by the
Mandalorian.
Way. Mandalorian,
Plus.
Chris.
Schoolhouse Rock is on Disney Plus.
A little bit of Mando.
You know.
Okay, guys, I didn't tell you this earlier, but last year I was about to serve sweet potatoes with Thanksgiving dinner, but I sat on them. Supposed to say, what are you serving now?
What are you serving now?
Squash.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Use them all. Use them all in the car. Use them all in your Zoomsgiving. What do you call a turkey on the day after Thanksgiving?
Sad.
Lucky.
Lucky?
Lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
All right. I'm going to round it out with this one. It's a very good one. I enjoy this one. I expect you to use this one. Why can't you take a turkey to church? Why can't you take a turkey to church?
I don't know.
So because loud. They use foul language.
Oh, yes.
Foul language. All right, that'll rat up. You can tell it's late here.
It's going to rattle us all.
It's the cold in the air. That's going to wrap up dad jokes. Thank you all for your ears on those. But you can use them. They are free domain dad jokes. Use them anywhere, anytime. Coming up next, things that make us happy, and the show wraps. All right, guys, I want to thank all of our listeners for hanging in there. If you're still with us down the stretch, we are growing, and we're so grateful for that. We've kind of gotten back on a good track, and we're really enjoying all the interactions on social media. So keep it up at Dad Timeout Show on Instagram, Facebook. We put our stories up pretty regularly. And if you reach out to us, we will reach right back because I love hearing from parents around the world now. Welcome, Australia. What?
Yes.
So let's go around the room. I'll start tonight to give you a second if you haven't thought of it yet. But things that make me happy. So my wife and I have discovered Hallmark Christmas movies. They are incredible. When you just want to decompress and not, like, just get in the spirit of things and you have that late night quiet. But I will say, we have started our regimen of family movie nights, and I was watching this brand new movie on Netflix called Jingle Jangle, and it is amazing. Huh. A great cast, Felicia Rashad, Forest Whitaker. There's a ton of amazing, it's such a cool new tale. When I was through watching, I literally went online. I was just like, I started searching it to like promote it anywhere I could tell people. It's that good. So Jingle Jangle on Netflix is great. And we have the white lights up in our living room now. And we were all on the couch together, popcorning, Christmas movieing. And that makes me smile. So Jingle Jangle on Netflix and family movie nights are now what make me smile.
That's not bad. Feeling like we've been playing a lot more family game nights, so we've been breaking out some of the old classics and playing, a lot more board games with the kids, and at least two or three times a week we'll be playing some family game night, even with a 15-year-old. So the fact that she's down to play is already a miracle, so that's impressive.
What are you playing? What are your two of your favorites?
Categories, uh-huh. And then we're playing this game that my kid has on the phone, that you project onto the TV, and we all have to draw something using our phones and using the technology and stuff like that.
But the Pictionary one?
It's kind of like a draw together.
Okay.
You have to guess who drew something and make funny sayings and stuff, but it's a riot, man. It's super fun, and it's really been a blessing and a real good time.
It's awesome.
And one last thing is peanut butter powder I found. Like, you can add it to stuff like coffee and sprinkle it on cereal and yogurt. I mean, everything tastes like peanut butter, and it's like half the fat, half the calories, man. Like a miracle.
You just went from like sweet family moment to dietary discovery. Mark, what's your thing that made you smile?
Oh, man. I like my family dinners, just listening to my kids talk about their day, even though distance learning and other things are going on, just hearing. We do highs and lows at dinner, and it's just nice to hear like what people are thankful for, what they're, you know, what they're struggling with. And then we can talk about it as a family and just, you know, family dinners are always, I'm always thankful just hanging out with my family.
Yeah. We'll bring that up on another episode. Cause family dinners are really important, you know, and we do it here too. And it's one of my highlights of my day as well, but there's whole articles and psychological studies about family dinners and such. So that's always great. So board games, family dinners, and movie nights. I think we got the triangle covered for the holidays.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we know it's going to be really different out there this year. And we know a lot of stuff. I think we're even going on curfew this coming weekend, I believe. Mm. But it's going to be odd. It's going to be off. But we can still, we can scrape it together and make it special. And, you know, as we laugh with our kids, in 10 years, you're going to be the cool kid telling the story of how you survived, you know, and how you went through. But we do wish everybody out there a happy Thanksgiving, no matter what form it comes in this year. We just hope you're safe. We hope you're healthy. And we hope you get to enjoy some conversation and some laughter somewhere along the route.
Thank you.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
And I'm thankful for you guys. So cheers.
Yeah, cheers. Happy Thanksgiving.
Peace out and have a great Thanksgiving. And we'll see you back here in hopefully about 2 weeks. Dad Time Out Show. Out.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Time Out Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Time Out Show. And we're out of here.